Hurry into Ram Power Days and experience the raw power of the Ram 3500. With available best-in-class torque and towing among 350 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Strap yourself in for one powerful ride in the Ram TRX. With the most horsepower of any gas pickup ever built. Or the Ram 1500, awarded number one in driver appeal among light-duty pickups by J.D. Power 3 years in a row. Hurry into Ram Power Days going on now. For J.D. Power 2022 U.S. award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And Celeste in Michigan pledges 100. Mary in Dayton pledges 100. Thank you. Thank you. All right, we're back. And Joe, go ahead.
Continue what I mentioned earlier about the groups, you know, they're going to put up about $10 million, the Facts First, the Integrity Project. Now we've got the statement that the staff, more staff will be hired to handle the probes at the White House that you out there, the taxpayer, will be paying for. And the Center for American Progress Action Fund, which is the political arm of the Center for American Progress, is going to portray the Republican investigations as, quote, politically motivated revenge politics. They are going to be sponsoring media blitzes, political ads, and, of course, the left-wing news media will be filled with different people speaking how it's nothing but revenge politics, get even because of Donald Trump. Not because of the China collusion, the Russia collusion, the 50 nations around the world collusion and graft corruption, you know, but it's all going to be revenge politics. So you've heard it now, and I guarantee you that's what you're going to hear for the next 12 months. They're going to try to get revenge for Donald Trump.
Well, Joe, you know, the reality is this, okay? The reality is this. There is no longer a Democratic Party the way it used to be. That's gone. That party's long gone. No.
Oh, it died long ago.
What you have today, this is the Antichrist. Look, what I'm trying to tell you folks is, listen to me, please. The Church of Satan has become the official church of the Democratic Communist Party. The Church of Satan has become the official church of the Democratic Communist Party. Everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls sin, it's in their platform. They want to embrace everything, every ungodly, evil, wicked. They're wicked to the core. Now, I often hear me say, Pastor, you know, I believe everything you're saying. You're right. You're right. Why aren't these other pastors saying that? The facts of it is simply this. The vast majority of them in the pulpit are not saved, folks. Let me explain to you. You got pastors that aren't pastors and churches that aren't churches reading from Bibles that are not Bibles. That's the reality. Look, we're living in the days, and there's like an insanity out there. It's a simple-mindedness. It's a delusionary society. You have people that, again, when you've come to the point where you have people out there where they're afraid to say what a woman is. They say they don't know what a woman is. And the reason is, many of them will say, personally, I do know, but I can't say what a woman is because I'll get canceled. I can't do it. They're under fear. They're under intimidation. It's a satanic mindset that they have. This is reality, what we're telling you. And I don't care how nice they come look on NBC, ABC, CBS, the talking heads. They may look into the camera and they may smile and tell you this and that. These people are not, if you're a Christian, they are not your friends. Believe me, no. I wanted to tell you this too, what's happened with President Trump. When President Trump came out and he gave that speech, and it was a dynamite speech, he was right on. Everything he said was right on. But you'll notice something, Joe. You'll notice something about that entire speech. He never once mentioned the Republican Party. He didn't say the word Republican Party. No.
No, he didn't. He said the movement.
Yeah.
It was a movement.
And that kind of tells me that maybe there's a new party in, you know, because our party has gotten filled up with a lot of Democrats now that are running as Republicans. We've seen this, and it's a long story. We don't have time to go there now. But anyhow, folks, 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We've got to light these phone numbers up. We have approximately 45 minutes. We've got 45 minutes left tonight to raise what we need. And I'm not sure, but I'll find out in a minute. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. All right, we have, let me see. Okay, Lee in Euclid pledged 100. Arlene in Chicago pledges 100. And Gertrude in New York pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty. Joe, tell me about doctors.
We can thank everybody, but God can bless them. I want to remind the folks out there that in Scripture it makes it very plain. If you support a ministry that is doing the Lord's work, you get to share in any of the blessings that ministry does. And this ministry has been involved in Right to Life, and prison ministry, and hospice, a trucking ministry, King's Word School of the Bible, and the radio program itself. And anything that blesses the Lord that comes from any of the people involved or any of these works that are tied to the ministry, when you donate, you get to share in the blessing. You have God's word on it. And like we keep reminding you, he cannot lie. So we can thank you, but God is the one who will bless you.
Absolutely. All right. Again, the phone numbers are 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. When you do call, try not to, if you can, please not to keep the operators on the phone lines too long, because when they're on there a very long time, they miss other calls. People will get to, they don't want to miss parts of the program. So, Joe, I want you to tell me about doctors and nurses.
This is a story that needs to be told, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news from technocracy. Technocracy News, there is going to be and has been a mass exodus of doctors and nurses that may lead to a collapse of the U.S. medical system. The medical technocrats out there have succeeded in destroying a great part of our American system and in causing a mass exodus of doctors and nurses to leave the industry. For an example, when the COVID pandemic hit, ethical medical personnel were forced out, and it was the unseen technocrats that were dictating the treatments for patients they never saw. You know, from up in Washington, D.C., this one lady was a nurse. She wrote, "I'm a practicing ER nurse of 25 years. The amount of blood clots, strokes, cardiac events like myocarditis, pericarditis, palsy, shingles, et cetera, that I've seen since the vax rollout is more than I've seen in almost 24 years combined." And going through, making a long story short, a lot of these people are tired of people telling them how to practice medicine, threatening them, and as we go through a whole list of the litanies, it comes down to a report from Definitive Healthcare. This is a commercial intelligence company in the medical field. Stated 334,000 physicians, nurse practitioners, physician's assistants, and other clinicians left the workforce in 2021. Physicians experienced the greatest loss with 117,000, and followed by almost a little over 53,000 nurses and almost 23,000 physicians' assistants, 22,000 physical therapists less, 16,000 clinical social workers left. It's the top-down management, you know, somebody else telling them what to do. And as I read through this whole report, more are coming this year, leaving, retiring, And one of the things that nobody is talking about is that a lot of doctors and nurses took the vaccine and are having health problems, are having heart problems, other health problems, and many died. And now, if you listen to Big Pharma, the reason is all this is happening, well, it's retirement, burnout, you know, stress-related, but they're not taking into account at all those that died or have been disabled. And for an example, we know that there have been over 80 doctors in Canada who have died following the COVID shots, and this was reported. And going on down there, just more of this kind of information, a lot of facts and figures. But the warning is we're going to have a shortage of medical personnel, and especially those of you that live like me in a rural area. Doctors, I know personally one of my relatives is the office manager of a large clinic in a small Missouri town. They can't find a doctor. They cannot find a doctor. There are none out there looking for work. And it's going to be happening near you soon. So it's a warning. I'm not sure what we can do about it, but don't let it catch you by surprise, folks.
Well, one of the things, Joe, what's happening, too, because Big Pharma owns the AMA, they own it. They own the AMA.
Right.
Like, And these heads, you know, these chairmen and that, they're all invested in Big Pharma. So what happens when these doctors really want to heal people, they really want to heal, when they want to use natural things, or when they wanted to use hydroxychloroquine or other things that actually work, no, they would be canceled. They would be fired. They would lose their medical. Look, they're threatening Sherry Tenpenny for losing her license. Okay. Elaine O'Connell.
The other doctors have been threatened. We've talked about in this program have been threatened. I can't. Is it Malone?
Yeah.
Dr. Malone has been. They're trying to get rid of his license right now.
And not only that, but several of them have died. And, you know, just kind of mysteriously so. That's going on, too. But, you know, well, like Nurse Conley, Elaine, who we had here with us last night, they threatened her license, okay? People that are really trying to heal. Oh, just ask Peter Glidden. He can tell you all about that. And so that, and a lot of these doctors are saying, and I think, Joe, that some of them are, like, secretly moving to small towns, hanging up a shingle out there, and now I know there's a new group that are actually making house calls like they used to back in the old days. And they used to, when I was growing up, the doctor would come to our house. And I think they're going back to doing that again. And I think that's what we need to do. You know, when it worked, if it works, don't break it, right? All right, we have Bo in Cleveland pledges 150, Travis in Texas pledges 100, and Jim in Wisconsin pledges 100 monthly. And we have coming in here right now, Debbie in Ohio pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We have some places where I wasn't here all week, but I haven't heard during the past couple nights. There are some cities that we're rebroadcasting I haven't heard come up yet. And I want to remind folks that every station has to become self-supporting. We've got a couple wonderful stations that donate more than the radio time, radio cost. But the station for us to keep it has to become self-supporting or very close to it. And so it's kind of a case if you haven't heard any donations from the area that you're listening to, be advised that's going to be one of the problems. We have to be able to pay the bills.
We have a few good donors in Denver, but just a very few. Denver was one of those stations, but I just praise the good Lord because I got to know some of those donors from Denver out there, and they're wonderful people. And we have just a couple very good ones to from Arkansas. And so in those areas, those were the two of the states that we came very, very close to having to drop. But we really need to hear, so Maybe you folks in Denver and Arkansas can do a little better than you're doing. That would be great. We want to continue on those stations. We want to continue.
Atlanta.
Pardon?
We need some callers from Atlanta.
In Atlanta, I'm going to Herschel Walker. Look, we've got to get Herschel Walker in office. That fellow that is running against them, Warlock, this guy is, you know, everything that he promotes, he is a minister of Satan, folks. Hey, look, don't take my word for it. Go to God's Word, the Bible. Go to God's Word, the Bible. Get yourself a King James Bible. Open it up and see what the Bible teaches on sins like abortion, sodomy, bestiality, all of these things, pedophilia. See what the Word of God teaches, and then listening to what Mr. Warnock is teaching, folks. Do you understand what I'm telling you? You'll know who
he is by his fruit.
Well, right.
We did a story on him where his church was paying him $7,500 a month for housing alone. Housing alone. He owns this big, huge apartment building, and he was evicting some older people from his building. One man was behind $38. Somebody else was behind, I'm trying to remember, like $158 or $78, something like that. He's evicting them for non-payments when he's getting $7,500 a month for a housing allowance. What does Scripture say? As you do for the least of these, my brethren, Jesus said, you do for me, you do unto me. This man is not not a Christian.
And his wife has said he's tried to kill her. So
yeah, there was a few other things, but that one, just evicting an old man behind $38 when you make that kind of money. I don't know any pastors that I know that, good Lord, make anywhere near $7,500, let alone have that for a housing allowance.
You're telling me.
No. You're not supposed to be a pastor for the money. You're supposed to be in because it's a calling to serve the Lord.
Absolutely, absolutely. And believe me, you know, again, what we just read in Hebrews where it talked about not to covet things. And, you know, the Lord Jesus said, place up your crowns in heaven, in heaven. The Prosperity Church says, no, I want my stuff now. I don't want to wait because I might not make it there, okay? And most of them, they won't. No.
Instead of that might not make it there, maybe you better change the way you're living. You might call upon the Lord and ask for some forgiveness and repent of some sins, change your ways, and then you won't have to worry. I'm not worried about where I'm going when I die because I know I am saved. I know I am a born-again believer because I have the indwelling of the Spirit.
Amen.
And I know how He changed me from the inside out.
Gina in Burbank pledges 50 and 888. Well, we've got to keep these phone lines ringing, folks. 888-281-1110. Now, for those of you out there that don't feel like calling in, you just would like to send a donation, you can send a donation to WRWL. That's WRWL. And the address is 14781 Sperry. That's 14781 Sperry, Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury. That's Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065, 44065. And I know people say, well, why don't you just tell them to go up WRWL.org? Joe, a lot of people don't understand. There are still a whole lot of folks out there that don't have computers.
That's right.
And there's a lot of people.
The technophobes may not believe it, but there's a lot of older people that don't have a computer. They still go to the library. They read books.
Yeah.
And they listen to the radio.
That's right. And so
many don't even have televisions. I know quite a few families that do not have television.
All right. Very good. Again, the address is WRWL. 14781 Sperry, Sperry Road, Newberry, Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Now, we have the special for those of you that have given $50 or more. You get the little red book and the CD, but only if you ask for it. You see, if you don't ask for it, we won't send it to you because then we don't think you want it. But if you, only for those that ask for it, say, please send me the CD and the Bible Answer Book, and then we will send that to you. Now, when we do that, we need an address. We need a name, a first, second name, first and last name, and an address to send that to. So, again, there you go, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We have approximately 30 minutes left in tonight's program. Tell me about the very, very, very corrupt January 6th committee, Joe.
Oh, they these people are something else. They're not going to protect the nation. They are busy safeguarding the Democrat Party. After they've been conducting these hundreds and hundreds of depositions, these closed-door hearings, you know, the committee staff were notified last week, and you haven't heard about this, I'll bet, that most of their findings about the extremist groups, law enforcement's failures there to protect the Capitol, etc., will be excluded from the final report. Excluded. File 13, you know, file 86 thrown out. All those investigations, all that time paid for by you, the taxpayer, are going to the circular file. The final report, due at the end of the year, will be about Donald Trump and nothing but Donald Trump. And you can tell it's about protecting the Democrat Party. And guess what goes along with it, Pastor Ernie? There's a headline, Soros versus Trump. George Soros is funding a group of secretaries of state, and he's funding other election officials across the country to ban Trump from running for president in 2024 by enacting the disqualification clause in the 14th Amendment. And they're going back to the post-Civil War clause, bars anyone from running for office who, after taking the oath, like we did, to protect and defend the Constitution, engaged in insurrection against the United States or gave aid or comfort to the enemy. Now, there's several groups Trump's using to do this that are going to go out and spend more money and everything, but it goes along with the January 6th, their entire report will be about Donald Trump and about how he incited insurrection. And now they're going to go around the nation, spend millions and millions of dollars to urge secretaries of states in those blue states to ban Trump from being on their ticket in their state in 2024. Gee, it kind of fits together, don't you think?
Well, I guess what we can do then in the red states, and there's more of the red states than there are blue states, we can ban the communists from being on the tickets. And here's the thing. First of all, just like when Soros bought and he paid for all those attorney generals.
Yeah.
Now, they were not...
Five of them, actually.
Yeah. Those... Okay, again, look, when you sell yourself, when you sell your body for corrupt, what is it called? They're called whores.
Whores, yeah.
The Bible, God's word, God has called them whores. God has called them. Now, all you got to do, go to Hosea chapter 4, read that, but many, many places in Scripture. Now, with these a secretary of state, they're not going to be secretaries of state. What George Soros is saying, look, I want to go out and I want to buy some more whores. I'm looking for those of you who are willing to would sell your very soul for money and power. And he'll find them out there within the Democratic Communist Party. And he'll find some within the rhinos, too. And so, there you go. Let me see. We have Paul in Granbury, Texas, pledges 25. Judy in Pennsylvania pledges 25. Did I do Gina in Burbank, California? All right, there you go. Folks, we have right now approximately 25 minutes left, and we need to hear from you. We're way short of our, way short. We'll be here till midnight tonight. You know, after we get off the air, then things get shut down. But again, we got to hear from you to stay on the air. Folks, God has raised us up for such a time as this. We're here for such a time as this. We're living in a wicked time. You know, we need to use the Word of God and refer to things the way God's Word, the Bible, refers to them. Killing babies is murder. When they call abortion, that is murder. It is murder. And murder is done by murderers. You see, murderers murder. You understand? You got to call it the way it is because of the language of illusion, confusion. When you've let the other side frame the debate, you will always lose. Now, let me tell you here. You got one or two options. Right now, God has called you to this battle. He's called you to run to this battle. You've got one or two options. You can try to run away from it, like your prissy preachers, and stand down. And you'll have all of eternity to regret that you did that. Or you can run to the battle. Yeah, you can hurt. It can get hurt fighting. Run to this battle. But you'll have all of eternity to be glad that you obeyed. Remember, from Genesis to Revelations, the one thing that God's Word, the Bible, demands more than anything else is obedience. Now, that's reality. That's reality. And so, again, this is what you got to do. Help us stay on the air. Help us keep bringing. We'll fight with every last breath. We will not bow down to the Antichrist communist. We will not bow down to the corruption in this city, in this country. So, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. I got to see some lines lighting up. I've got to see them. Joe, tell us about the VA. I had an interesting experience there the other day, but they're trying to keep some things from us, aren't they?
They are. What's happened is the Democrats in Congress have voted to keep VA operations concealed from you, the public. They voted against a bill that intended to increase transparency into the Department of Veterans Affairs, the wait time calculations committee markup. And what the complaints are saying, the VA is fudging data like they did prior to Trump. Veterans coming out applying for VA care get put on a waiting list. And remember, before Trump, we had veterans dying before they got in to see a doctor. It was a total mess. Well, he fixed it. Well, now they've extended this wait time, and the Democratic majority there in the House Veterans Affairs Committee gave an unfavorable recommendation, a fact that nullified it before Congress, that would require the VA to hand over documents relating to their wait time calculations. The VA's own internal watchdog found that the department is maybe, they wrote, put it in quotes, maybe, they're pretty sure, manipulating patient data to conceal the duration veterans have to wait before receiving medical care at VA facilities. The longer they wait, some go out and pay for it themselves, some end up dying, some just give up and go away. And it's all just designed to save money and not have to, well, fulfill the commitment they made to our nation's heroes.
Joe, Donald Trump did so much for the VA. I remember when Abomination, the man of great, great sin, was in, they took all the crosses and all of the chaplains there in the VAs, they removed the crosses, they removed the Bibles, they removed the tract, and you would have thought it had nothing to do with a church or a chaplain's, in there at all. We went here, and we took...
We validated ourselves, didn't we?
We took
that they were taken out.
Hundreds and hundreds of New Testaments we took into the VA. We just took them in there, and they went like hotcakes, okay?
yeah.
Now, the Democrats hate veterans. They hate the veterans. Okay? Donald Trump did so much for the veterans. Donald Trump is still the legitimate president of this United States. He did not lose an election. There was an election stolen from. The truth is, the insurrection was by the Antichrist Communist Democratic Party with corrupt people. You have Merrick Garland, who is a very corrupt, dirty cop. Very corrupt. I had talked to some lawyers some years ago there at the so-called Department of Justice, and they told me with their hundreds of so-called lawyers, they could not find any Christians working there at all. Now, you told me here, you know, Christopher Wray and the top there at the FBI are corrupt as corrupt gets, Joe. Now, again, like I've said many, many times, I know a number of FBI agents were just like you and me. They love God. They love the country. They love their family. They wanted to do a good job and protect America and fight Antichrist communism. But the leadership, like a fish, rots from the head down, and it is rotten. They are corrupt, and they're Antichrist. The Democrats hate God. They hate America. They hate freedom. And they hate you and me. That's just reality. And so this is what we're fighting. And our side's got to stand up, and it's got to fight back. Now, here, I want to say that we have Frida in New York pledges 50. Did I do? Jean in Quincy, Massachusetts pledges 25. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Look, I'm going to step out. I've already pledged. We've already pledged twice this week, $1,000. I'm going to pledge one more $1,000. I'm going to pledge. I'm going to just step out of faith and see if I can get four more people to pledge $1,000. I'm going to try to get four more people to pledge to match my $1,000, to match my $1,000. So put down doers of the word for another $1,000. We need four more people to match that $1,000. And we've got 20 minutes to do it. We can do it, folks. We need to hear from you. And then, again, we've got 2 hours left this week to raise enough money to stay on your station for a whole month. And believe me, it's not easy to do, but we're doing it. And there is no quit here, none.
I want to remind folks that of all the years you've been on radio, which is probably longer than a lot of the listeners are old out there, you've been on radio nearly 50 years.
50 years this year, Joe.
Never taken a dime. Never taken a single dime from the radio ministry. And, of course, that's one thing that keeps the IRS off our backs, that, and all those working with you. No one has ever taken any money. We all are volunteers here, and we donate our own time, our own talent, and our own treasure to keep this thing going. And it's your donations that pay the bills. So some of you that God has blessed with professional practices, businesses, or maybe some of you, being a deacon at a church, maybe your church should start supporting the ministry as a mission, one of your missions, to keep the word alive out there. But that's the story. We're doing the work. We're asking you to partner with us and help pay the radio bills so we can keep the voice of Christian resistance alive.
All righty. We have, again, we're looking for matching pledges. I need four people to match that $1,000, $1,000. Okay, this is the third time this week, folks. You know, we're putting our money where our mouth is. We're doing it. We're fighting. Again, we don't get paid to do this. Like so many of these stations you listen to, they're doing it for the money. We're doing it for the cause. The cause is Christ. The cause is Christ. And we need to hear from you. Are you a born-again Bible-believing? Are you an heir of the kingdom? Are you one of the brethren? If so, we need to hear from you tonight. Do you love God? Then we need to hear from you. Do you love America? We need to hear from you. Do you love the freedom that you're going to lose unless you fight like Christian soldiers with your eyes upon that cross? We need to hear from you. We need four to match that 1,000, four more to match that 1,000. All right, now let's go. We'll bring up Pastor Hal. Bring Pastor Hal up. Okay, Pastor Hal, tell the folks out there why they need to support us and call in and pledge.
Well, because like King David said, is there not a cause? And we don't get support from businesses and everything else like that, and have to sell their products to stay on the air. We get support from people that are like-minded, that want to serve the Lord Jesus Christ and want to get America back to the way it was before and out of the hands of the devil's crowd. And we need everybody to send something to help out as unto the Lord, because the Lord will reward you for sticking up for his cause.
All right, folks, there you go. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You've heard of the phrase, the blind leading the blind. Joe, tell me about our psychologists and psychiatrists. There's something going on across the country that you're not hearing anything about in any of the so-called mainstream media, is there?
Nope, you won't. The therapists are booked all across America. Psychologists, psychiatrists are saying they don't have openings for new patients, according to a survey conducted by the American Psychological Association. Not a news agency, their own American Psychological Association. The high demand for therapy is the latest sign in a ongoing U.S. mental health crisis. Now, they say it was exacerbated by the pandemic, the corona pandemic, but people are, since the start of this, they're dealing with, they said, anxiety, depression, trauma, and they see this demand continuing. We also saw all the other doctors, nurses, physicians, and surgeons quitting and leaving, and the doctors are saying, well, they had a shortage of therapists before the pandemic. We didn't have enough to meet, and now we have, they're saying it's really a very sick, sick nation, to make a long story short. The survey was sent out to about almost 63,000 psychologists, and let me tell you, that's a big survey. That was just on the psychologists, and they also talked to psychiatrists and some others. And as you read through this, basically we have there are people with horrible anxiety that's just so bad they can't function, they can't work. They say there's a lot of people not going back to work. Well, it's because they are lost, lonely, withdrawing, and from depression, anxiety, they're too afraid to get back into life. Long story short. And even in 7 out of 10 of our public schools are reporting a large rise in students seeking counseling and mental health services, even though Congress has allocated hundreds of millions of dollars to fund and hire staff members for mental health support at schools. They're still short of the demand of students wanting help.
Okay, Joe, listen, let me tell you.
This is terrible.
What happens, Joe and Hal, out there, if you wanted to become a sharpshooter, an expert on the rifle range, and you looked at the instructors, and the instructor was wearing dark glasses, carrying a white cane, and a guide dog, and the instructor was blind. And so would you want that blind one man to show you, to teach you how to hit the target?
It'd be pretty hard, wouldn't it?
Right. Yeah. Now, let me explain something to you. When you go to the psychiatrist and psychologist, the idea people go there when, especially when they become suicidal, and but these people, the one profession that's got the highest rate by far of suicide are psychiatrists. Now, they're teaching children. These are the people you want to go see, because they're telling your girls, you may be a boy, even though you think you're a girl, even though you are a girl, but maybe in your mind you're a boy, so you need to have your breasts removed and become a boy. Because, well, there's money in that. There's a lot of money for the right people if we push that to go ahead.
Medications, inhibitor blockers. Big Pharma's really buying this.
Absolutely. Okay, now these are the people that are telling you, well, maybe you're having these problems, you see, with your parents because Well, you're really not a boy or a girl. You're really a squirrel, you see. And therefore, you know, you need to be able maybe to live in a tree, or maybe you're a puppy, and, you know, they don't understand. You know, you're not comfortable using bathrooms and sleeping in a bed. You need a litter box and a closet someplace. Now, folks, now this is the kind of insanity that's happening. Now, these are the people that find no problem with putting Tampax machines in boys' bathrooms, folks. These are the people that say, well, nobody really knows what a woman is, okay? And if you do know what a woman is, you're probably a racist or a sexist. And if you do know, you better keep it to yourself, because you're not supposed to know what a woman is, because if you should happen to know what a woman is, then you would probably know what a man is too. And the problem is that most men know, are much more likely to know what a man is than a woman is to know what a woman is. Therefore, that's sexist to even know what either one is. Now, this is the insanity and the lunacy that these people are promoting, and you want to know why you have so many people, why they're all booked up? This is, okay, God is not the author of confusion, but we do know who is, don't we?
We do, and there's more to it. We've got the environmentalists out there. They have for years been telling these young people that they're the reason the planet is dying. They're causing global warming because of their added footprint, because we have too many people on this earth, and they're using, you know, they're leaving a big carbon footprint because they live in nice big houses that are air conditioned and heated, and they drive in cars that spew pollution. Oh, I remember years and years ago talking about how many of these kids were going to see a psychiatrist because they were depressed that they were killing Mother Earth. So you've got that on them. Now you've got the pressure of, like you said, them, you know, asking a kindergartner, what sex are you? Do you feel like that you're this or that? Or are you, maybe you're both a boy and a girl, or maybe you're neither. Maybe you have no, you know, you get a little child confused. And then you have these children getting on these computers and things. They have access to all kinds of adult material. They've got them being taken to drag queen story hours, watching these drag queens act lewd, crude, and they're lewd and crude, and they're dancing in front of them, shaking their booty, and using sometimes obscene language. And then we wonder why our children are so sick, depressed, and paranoid. And
well, you see, then that's the other point. There are those of us that will not send our children to public schools. There are those of us that send our children to Christian schools, or we homeschool. And the reason is we love our children, and that's why we do that, because we love our children. There are those of us that will not be conformed to the world. We will not abide in this absolute lunacy out there. And so there's two nations inhabiting one land here. And whenever you have two nations inhabiting one land, it usually ends up in a civil war. Now, I want to say, John, let me see where Jim in Illinois pledges 50. John and Carol in Minnesota pledges 60. Carol in North Olmsted pledges 100. And Dale in Roseville, Michigan pledges 101. I still have not had a matching pledge of 1,000. I need to get a matching pledge of 1,000, folks. I still need, right now, where we're at, we need about 2,200. We were about 2,200 short. So if I get, but we could always use more. Believe me, folks, it's better to have more than we need and to have it for when we really need it. So, again, I need three people tonight. Will three people pledge one, match me on that 1,000 out there? I know 888, just one? Okay, 888-677-9673. If you're waiting on 888-281-1110, just hang in there, be patient. But if you're, for the new callers, call at 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. We'll be. I wanted to say that
on that credit card line.
Yeah, well, the credit card line is the one that's jammed right now.
Right.
So. Also, I do want to say.
Remember.
I do want to say, Pastor Hal, you said there will be no evening service at Doers of the Word this Sunday, correct?
Right, because of Thanksgiving meal and everything like that.
That usually runs right into the evening. Okay, so we have our Thanksgiving. So there will be the 8:30 class. They're going to be the 10 o'clock class and the 11:15 service. So, folks, but there will be then the rest of the day we're going to be during fellowship. So. There will be no Doers of the Word Baptist Church at 14781 Sperry Road. That's 14781 Sperry Road, right at the corner. It's a Sperry and Route 87 under the 800-foot tower in Newberry this coming Sunday. Now,
Pastor?
Yes, sir.
I was going to say I've got kind of a prayer request, something I just saw in the news. We know how the people in Iran have been trying to rise up against their overlords, right? They've been rioting, demonstrating. Well, the headlines read, in a horrific move, Iran's parliament has just voted to execute 15,000 protesters to teach a hard lesson. Would serve a good lesson in the shortest period of time. So, and these people do what they say. They are the parliament has just voted to execute 15,000 of the protesters they've arrested, and I think we need to pray for those brave people that tried to rise up and get a little bit of freedom, and it's going to cost them their very life.
Well,
in this country, we are afraid to stand up because somebody might call us a name or kick us off the Twitter or Facebook or something. These people are dying.
Amen.
For their belief.
Amen. Sue in Illinois pledges 1,000. Thank you, Sue. I got my first match. And okay, Dan in Indiana pledges 20. I need two more $1,000 pledges, matching pledges. Joe, we've murdered more of our children than 15,000 all across this country, and the Democratic Communist Party supports those tyrants in Iran. They would support them 100% in killing off those 15,000 people. And I'm going to tell you this.
They won't say a word, will they?
If right now, if the Biden crime cartel, the Democratic Communist Party, if they could do that to all of us, if they could kill off all of us, if they thought they could get away with it, they would do it. Believe me, okay? Ask Chucky Schumer. They would, you know, they hate God. They hate America. They hate freedom. They hate us. And we don't hate them. We know that to hate is worthless. We love what God loves and hate the things God hates. But we know what their future is going to be unless they repent. We know that they're heading towards a fiery lake of fire for eternity.
Right. Well, you know, what it talks about executing these people, what do they people think an abortion is? It is the murder of an unborn child. It is a horrible, brutal murder.
Well, they
not like they get a little sleeping pill and go to sleep. They are the abortion procedures that I've seen are brutal, painful, horrible, and I would not treat a stray cat that way, let alone a child of God.
All right, I'm going to just show you what Bill Gates has just come out with a recent statement here. And Bill Gates' statement is, and what I wanted to do is I wanted to pull it up, but I might not have time. But his statement is that we're it's going to be necessary, it will be necessary for us to find, to have death panels that are out there to start killing the sick and the old. And I'm going to try to find that here. Let me see if this is the one. I can find that statement. No, that's not it. So let me go to the next one. Gates' statement. Wait a minute. Nope, that's not it either. I might have to wait till do it tomorrow. But I'll find that. I just saw it. Hal, you've got 4 minutes to tell the folks how they can escape the lake of fire and make it to Glory Land.
Okay, I was just looking at 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 3. It says, in the last days they'll be without natural affection. And that's women that can kill their own babies. That's people that promote same-sex fornication. That's people that try to get kids to become transgenders. No natural affection. That's the mark of these last days. And then truth-speakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of them that are good. That's all you get from the Democrat Party, fierce despising of anybody that wants to stand for God and country. And then it says they're traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of good. And that's the mark of these last times. And if you stand for God and country, the Bible, and everything else, you get hated by this unsaved Antichrist world that we're living in, especially with this party, this usurped authority in 2020. And they're pushing Antichrist things every day to destroy man and everybody else. But now here, listen, the only way to the escape what's coming, that's going to get even far worse, is to give your heart and soul to the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And he meant by nobody. You don't come to the Father through church, religion, good works, or baptism or anything else like that. It's only through Jesus, because the Bible says in him, that means Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So it's the blood of Jesus Christ that can wash away your sins and make you whole. See, sin had to be paid for. God allowed Jesus to pay for it for you, so you don't have to pay for it by going to hell for eternity. But for you to receive that pardon, you have to pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart, being sorry about the fact you're a sinner. That's repentance. Repentance is admitting to God that we're lost and in sin, and that you deserve eternal judgment, and that you want to receive the payment Jesus paid for you on that cross and have eternal life. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Jesus did all the work necessary for us to go to heaven, and then he said it is finished, showing that it was accepted by God the Father, what he did in our place. He was allowed to transfer your guilt and mine on himself. And then now what you do with it determines whether you go to heaven or hell. And so it's a free gift if you want to accept Jesus into your heart. And you do that through prayer. Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So if you believe Jesus died on the cross and shed his blood to save your soul, now listen, even the devil knows Jesus did that for you, but the devil don't want you to reach out and receive it. But, you know, that's the only way you can get saved. Don't listen to the devil. Don't put it off. Jesus is knocking at the door of your heart right now. And if you want to open up that door and let him come in through prayer, he's waiting to do that right this second. And I can lead you to Christ right now as a pastor, as a Christian, in a simple prayer of faith. Just let's pray together, and you mean it with all your heart, because only you can ask Jesus in your heart. Dear Seconds. God, I'm a sinner, and I need your salvation. And I here now ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins and save my soul from hell, because only you, Lord Jesus, can save my soul. And I receive you right now as my Lord and Savior, and I receive the payment you paid for me at Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thanks. Thank you, Pastor Hal. Chuck in California pledges 200. Paul in California pledges 400. Andrea in Illinois pledges 1,000. And Catherine in California pledges 500. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good night, God bless, and always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
If you are 65 or older, you know this. Watching your hard-earned dollars fly out the window on healthcare costs is frustrating. Well, here's something that can really help, and it's worth taking a minute to look into. MediShare 65 Plus. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills, and it really is a community too. People encourage and pray for each other. Well, MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. It's a great way to fight inflation, too. You can lock in one low monthly price for up to 10 years. And it's easy. You can use any Medicare-approved doctor or get 24/7 telehealth access from the comfort of your home. Very worth looking into during Medicare open enrollment, which ends December 7th. If you join right now, your second month share will be free. So don't miss this chance. Call 833-SHARE-24. That's 833-SHARE-24. 833-SHARE-24.